Crooked Dodger number two. OC. Yeah, back on the scene, motherfuckers. Me and Primo, you know? East New York, Bushwick, Bed-Stuy, and all those good places. Yo. My mainframe, disciplined like a soldier, ready for war, push-ups get my chest full up. What's the deal, Cream? I mean the scheme, I think I got it locked in, nigga, war games is the theme. Rap commando, what's my handle? OC Ample to rock shit, battle niggas who pop shit, Green Beret, Thor Slicker. I'm one step ahead, slide through enemy lines like a black act figure, camouflage. Running through your zone with no detection, cause the dogs can
rock for a minute.
Run through your section, flesh your bones, physical built like titanium, garbs cover.
Yes, indeed. What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And my name is the great Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed, also known as King Flex. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by the brand new book called Breaking Silence, Living with Sickle Cell Anemia by my man James Griffin III. Did you know that sickle cell is a genetic blood disorder that primarily affects people of African descent? In the United States alone, it affects 70,000 people, and there's no real mainstream media attention to this illness. So get this book. It really breaks down everything you need to know about the illness. The book is called Breaking Silence, Living with Sickle Cell Anemia by James Griffin. You can get that for $14.99 on Amazon right now, ladies and gentlemen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the phone call for today's show is 818-850-5404. 818-850-5404. I'm going to take some of your calls so y'all can chop up game with me and we can see what's on your mind today. And we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we will be right back on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. What's going on, family? This is Tariq Elite Nasheed, and I'm going to be doing a live lecture in Philadelphia on July 5th, 2015 at the International House of Philadelphia. Now, that's at 3701 Chestnut Street, Philadelphia 19131. Doors open at 6 o'clock. It's going to end around 10 o'clock. I'm doing a live lecture. I'm going to be chopping up a lot of good games, so I want to see your face in the place. That's July 5th, International House of Philadelphia. Get your tickets now at TariqLive.com. That's TariqLive.com. Have a television show or a movie idea, but you don't have the resources to produce it? You need promotion, videography, photography, video editing, or more? Well, look no further. LavelleNetwork.com is a black-owned media company that offers the opportunity to help you create your own project. Check out LavelleNetwork.com. That's LavelleNetwork.com. Go there for more information and watch original content, including their sketch comedy series. That's LavelleNetwork.com. Guys, do you know that testosterone production drops by 2% when you hit the age of 30, and by 40 it takes an even sharper decline? Well, Elite Alchemy has you covered. They have dietary supplements that are known to increase free-flowing testosterone by 440%. They also have other extracts that are packed with vitamins and minerals that are believed to stimulate testosterone production and offer a heightened effect on male enhancement. You can get all of these benefits and more for the low price of $38.95. Check out Elite Alchemy's complete line of products by going to the website EliteAlchemy.com. That's EliteAlchemy.com. Use the coupon code FLEX for a 10% discount. Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website BecomeRichFamousFast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out BecomeRichFamousFast.com. The new book, Systematic Racism and Capitalism, Alliance of Oppression, is a brief but thorough explanation of what systematic racism and capitalism is, and it explains how they work and how they've been used as weapons of oppression against melanoid people worldwide. The book is called Systematic Racism and Capitalism, Alliance of Oppression. It's available right now at Amazon.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
What is up? What is up? What is up, family? We are back right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite. Everybody, I hope you don't forget to go to TariqElite.com, by the way, to get all that fresh gear. I got some brand new shirts coming in a couple of weeks. Also, I got a brand new lecture video that will go on sale. My London lecture, it was hot, hot, hot fire. The name of that lecture is called International Racism Live in London, and that's going to be on sale for instant download probably in 2 weeks or less. I'll keep you guys posted on that, and that'll be available at the Tariq Radio website. So I keep you guys posted on that. Also, tomorrow morning, which is Thursday, April, 16th, I'm going to be doing a debate with Jesse Lee Peterson. Now, Jesse Lee Peterson, he's a black gentleman, and he's known to be on the Fox News shows. He's a quote-unquote black conservative, and he has a career of kind of saying very disparaging things about black people, and the white supremacists like to prop him up so he can regurgitate all the white supremacist rhetoric that they can't say, so he has them do it. And he kind of called me and some other people out because we were critical of his stance about the shooting of our brother Walter Scott. It appeared that he was kind of making excuses for the police. And he's kind of had a history of saying stuff like, thank God for slavery. So he said some very disparaging things. And I'm having a debate with him. He mentioned me by name. He was like, yeah, people like Tariq and Mark Lamont Hill, they're all cowards. They won't debate me. And we reached out to him. Now, they never reached out to me until now. And I let them know I'm down to debate. I mean, hell, we can debate now. And I wanted him to come on my show. And they said they would have him on my show. But then they kind of backed out and said, okay, can you come on his show? Not a problem. I have no problem going on his show. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of fuckery going on. I'm already knowing. But I'm going just for the shits and giggles, to be honest. I know there's going to be a gang of deflections. He's going to probably have some trolls ready to call up. I already know. But I'm going to go in there with the sword sharpened, the verbal sword sharpened, and make it do what it do. So you don't want to miss this. Let me give you the website. It's going to be on Jesse Lee Peterson's radio show. The website is, let me look at it. It is JLPTalk.com. JLPTalk.com. And that's going to be 8 a.m. in the morning, West Coast time. 8, 9, 10, 11. So I'm assuming 11 o'clock, East Coast time. And then I think they rebroadcast it again at 4 p.m. West Coast time. So again, you guys, please record it just in case, you know, they get the audio and try to edit it up or whatever. But I'm going to be in studio with dude. So some people are calling this the king versus the coon. Now, I wouldn't say that, but other people are saying that. So this is going to be entertaining at best. It's going to be entertaining at best. Now, let's see who's on the phone. I want to talk to the family today. What's up? Who's calling?
Hi.
Hey, who is this?
This is Kim from Quincy, Mass. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Kim. Where are you calling from?
Quincy, Mass.
Okay, what's going on? What's on your mind?
I just want to say I'm a big fan of your show. And I think you speak some real truth. I love your movies.
Thank you.
And I just had a quick question for you.
Go ahead.
I want to know how I can, meet more conscious brothers, you know? I do date guys, but a lot of these guys are really, I feel like they're cooning, you know? And I want to know where I can meet more someone who's more on the same page with me. Like, what places can I meet them?
Okay, now what you want to do, instead of meeting just conscious brothers, because when you say that, there's a lot of so-called conscious dudes out there, but all they're going to do is try to hustle you out of some damn sex. You know what I mean? So you got to watch out for that. So what you
right,
want to
right.
You want to meet some active brothers. You want to meet some brothers who are out here active, actually doing stuff. So that means you got to get out here and get active and start doing stuff. when you start looking to build and create and organize, those type of people are going to gravitate towards you. And if you're around people who are talking about organizing and building, but they themselves don't have anything to show for it, then that's a red flag. You need to gravitate away from those people. But when you start doing things that are progressive and active, you'll be surprised how many of the same like-minded people you will surround yourself with. So start going to seminars about wealth building. Start going to things about building businesses. Go to fundraisers. Go to certain things like that in your city. And also, I'm not knocking all of the conscious people, but just kind of understand that a lot of the riffraff people are mixed in with the so-called conscious crowd and know how to differentiate between the conscious and the active. You understand?
I understand.
Yes, indeed. You're going to be good. What do you look like, by the way?
I don't know. I'm like 5'8", 120 pounds, brown skin.
Okay. Who do people say you look like?
You know, people can say, like, I look like Gabrielle Union. Like, okay. I'm kind of tall like her, have the dimples.
Okay, you sure you look like Gabby Union or Gabby Sidibe?
No, Gabby,
I'm
union.
Okay. Cool. Well, you're going to be all right. But like I said, just go out there and gravitate towards those active people and you're going to be fine. So thanks for the call, babe. Yes,
indeed. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, indeed. Let's see who else we got here. It looks like we got a foreign number right here. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello, it's Manuel. Hey, Brother Tariq.
Hey, Manuel, where you calling from, bro?
I'm calling from Europe, man.
Hey, that's what's up. What part of Europe you in?
I'm in Germany right now.
Oh, cool. What's going on out there in Germany?
Germany right now, it's, we have just finished, so it's about to be summer right now.
Okay. Okay, what's the weather like right now?
Yeah. Yeah, weather-wise right now. Okay. So, man, I've been following you for a minute, you know, like, I'm in Europe right here. In the belly of the beast of white supremacy, and I've been following your work, and I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
I respect that, brother. What part of Africa are you from, brother?
I'm from Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, there you go, man. I know the president in Zimbabwe is trying to clean house of all the white supremacists down there.
Yeah, for real. And, you know, it's a whole different story, but I appreciate, man, like, the work that you're doing, you know, trying to disseminate information to raise the consciousness of our people, you know, so that the game light and things like that. I really appreciate it, and I'm a big fan of your Hidden Color series.
Man, much respect, brother, much respect, and I would love to get out there in Germany to chop up game with you brothers, man. But thank you for the call, brother. All right, let's see what else we got going on this phone here. What's up, who's calling?
Hey, what's up, man? It's 2B Smooth. Like peanut butter?
2B Smooth like peanut butter?
Yeah.
Okay, brother, you sound like a hype man from the 80s, brother, but go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. That's cool, man. Hey, look, I don't know if you've already done it before, but do you think you can do a show on the detriment of bootlegging?
Yeah, you know, I talk about it all the time, and that's one of the codes of conduct that I always speak about, how, you know, we can't talk about empowering each other, but then be the first ones to bootleg each other's stuff, because that's the way of sabotaging the work of other black folks. We get on that whole, I'm just trying to get over on other black folks thing. So that's where our code of conduct comes from.
Yeah, and I had a debate with these fake conscious niggas on Facebook about that, and they were like, the biggest problem of in the black community is not supporting black businesses, but, you know, you don't sit up there and bootleg.
Absolutely. And that's why I just told the young lady who called up, a lot of these so-called conscious people, they're not really active as far as building something. A lot of them are just out here using that consciousness rap in order to get some ass. So we just have to know how to differentiate between the two. Thanks for the call, brother. Yes, indeed. Speaking of knowledge, there's a book I want you guys to get. I highly recommend this book. And let me tell you how great the ancestors are. The spirit of the ancestors. I'm not trying to sound like a fake Hotep nigga, but the spirit of the ancestors is real. Especially when I'm doing the Hidden Color series, man. I got a lot of energy from the ancestors, and just wonderful things happen whenever I do the series. Whenever you seek knowledge, whenever you seek information, the information you seek will gravitate towards you. And that's what I was telling the young lady earlier. And that's what the theme of today's show is about, gravitating towards the right energy. When you get your mind together and when you set your mind right and set your focus right, the right people are going to gravitate towards you. When you're ready to get into some debauchery, if you follow and focus on ratchetness, you know this ratchet shit just kind of follows you. Ratchet shit gravitates towards you. If you have a ratchet mindset, no matter where you go, ratchet motherfuckers are going to gravitate towards you. You can be somewhere nice and a ratchet motherfucker will gravitate towards you if you have that type of mindset. Our energies is very powerful. Your body energy and your mental energy, it is extremely powerful and it's measurable. They can measure your mental energy. That's why people record dreams and all this old stuff. Scientists, your mental energy can be measured in numeric units. So that just shows how real it is. And your mindset, if it's positive and constructive, you will gravitate towards positive and constructive people. And we got to learn how to do that. We got to learn how to start gravitating towards the right energy, towards the right-minded people, towards the right scenario. Now, you guys know I'm doing the Hidden Color series, part four. I'm doing four, and part four, I really want to gravitate and talk a lot about Africa. I've said this before, because that's a challenge to myself. I like to challenge myself when I do the series. And when I do the Hidden Color series, there's a lot of studying that's involved. It's almost like you're doing a year-long research paper. So you got to study and just make sure that everything is tight. And I want to do a lot of stuff about Africa, the history of West Africa in particular, where we've gone wrong, what we did right, what we should do in the future, what we should not have done in the past. I just really want to get into the empires of West Africa, just really a lot about Africa. And, you know, I plan on going over there next month. And now that I put that mental energy out there, great things will gravitate. And great things have already gravitated. I've run into brothers and sisters who have been over there and told me some of the spots to go to. And when I was in London doing my lecture, after I did my lecture, several people were giving me their books. A lot of people who had written books were giving me books. They were giving me pamphlets that they've written and all this stuff. And there was one brother in particular named Robin Walker. And he gave me his book. Now, this book is huge. The book's like 800 pages. The book is called When We Rule. Now, the brother gave me the book, and I really didn't think anything of it because so many other people were giving me their books. So, you know, I put all the books in my luggage when I went to the hotel and, you know, flew back. And I had his book, and his cover was very interesting, and I just kind of set it on my bedroom mantle. And for a few weeks, I just kind of let it sit there, didn't get into it yet. But a few nights ago, you know, finally, I said, let me look into the book, because I've been so busy doing other stuff. So I looked in the book, and man, when I say this brother's book is hot goddamn fire, this book is basically everything that I was planning on talking about in Hidden Colors 4. As far as African, I mean, this brother breaks this shit so far down, and the book is it's an easy read. Man, the book has illustrations, pictures. I mean, it's like 800 pages of hot fire. This brother just breaks our history down. It could be literally a study guide for the whole Hidden Colors series. It's that thorough. And I'm highly recommending this book. It's called When We Rule by Robin Walker. The brother's out there in London. And it just goes to show, man, psychologically, when you put some energy out there, the right people are going to gravitate towards you. The right people will gravitate towards you. And we got to start getting our energy and our mental facilities right. Let's see who's on the phone. What's going on? Who's calling?
What's up, Tyreek, man? This is Winston, Houston, Texas.
Winston from Houston. What's on your mind, Winston?
Yeah, man. I wanted to ask, man, all these laws they pass around about people who's recording cops and everything else, and now they're trying to pass laws saying if you call the cops, you're going to get a 70. What's the national, what's the steps you think we need to do to make sure you don't pass no stupid laws like this on us?
What we got to do, we got to get these politicians in our pocket, man. It boils down to that. We got to get these lawyers, judges, prosecutors, police, we got to get them in our pocket. We got to start writing these checks and getting these favors from them. We ain't writing no checks. We just sitting around like sitting ducks getting our asses handed to us. And these white supremacists are out here organizing, and they spend money on these cops and these prosecutors. That's why these white supremacist organizations can go have Bundy-style standoffs with the government and nothing happens to them. Right now, as we speak, there's some white supremacist militia groups going up to Oregon to have another Bundy-style standoff against the government because of some kind of gold mining situation.
Wow.
Yeah. So these organizations, man, they get away with literal murder damn near, and we're getting shot in the back like sitting ducks out here, and we're going to have to start getting financially astute so we can become politically astute and start paying these folks off and understanding how the game works out here, man. Because this marching and all of the hashtags, that's not it. That's not going to work. We keep doing this powerless shit and nobody gives a damn. We got to start getting some economic clout so we can start getting some political clout. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you, brother, man. Appreciate it, man.
Much respect.
I hope you were saying you do good your debate tomorrow, man.
No doubt, man. Thank you for the call, brother. Yeah, man, we're getting slaughtered out here like sitting ducks, brother. We're getting slaughtered like sitting ducks out here, and we got to start getting more. We got to get that code of conduct, and we got to start getting politically astute. It's just no way around that. Because the white supremacists, they're tightening their game up. You see, the thing is, when you do something that the white supremacists don't like, when they feel like justice is not serving them, you know, they know who to attack. They don't march. There's a situation, I think it's in Kentucky, where there was a black judge on the stand. And there was a situation where a black brother, a dude, you know, some dumbass dude, did a home invasion. I think he was armed. He did a home invasion. He broke into these white people's houses. And he broke into the home of this white family, and they had a three-year-old daughter, and she got scared or whatever. I don't know if he stole anything or whatever, but he got caught for this home invasion. And he went to trial. And the family just happened to be white supremacists, because the family made a statement talking about their little daughter. She's 3 years old. Now she's traumatized. Every time she sees black people, she's traumatized for life. Whenever she sees black people, she gets scared. She starts panicking. She has to hold on to her mommy. So now the little girl, because of that home invasion, she's traumatized because of black people now. So the family put that statement out really to try to get an extra sentence on the guy, because they were trying to use their little code words to blame the white supremacy on the child, because they were trying to make an appeal using code words to possibly a white judge or prosecutor or whoever. And in the situation, the judge, his name is Judge O2 something. I can't think of his last name. But the judge, it happened to be a black judge, and he checked him. He checked that whole shit in court. He was like, hey, look, I'm offended by this. I'm going to put this on the record. I'm offended by this statement that the family made. This whole thing about them being afraid of black people, I'm highly offended of this. And he ruled on the case, and he gave the brother, he gave him probation, 5 years probation. Because I don't think the guy hurt anybody. I don't know if he even stole anything. But he gave the guy probation. So now all the white supremacists, they got riled up, making it seem like he's giving the black guy some type of favoritism because of the situation with the racist family. And they're trying to get the judge taken off the bench. They're trying to get him disbarred and the whole shebang. And he's standing firm on what he believes in. Now, they don't have any kind of proof that he's showing favoritism to the defendant just because the defendant is black. There's no proof of this, but you see how the white supremacists, whenever they think there's some type of favoritism, they go right into action. They start attacking the people on a political level. They don't do the marching and all that stuff. They start trying to hit them up politically. And it's very interesting that, you know, they're very vocal about that, but black folks are getting killed by white cops and white vigilantes, and these people are not doing any jail time, let alone they're not even getting arrested. And that's one of my things about these so-called militia groups, who's all this, all about this anti-government nonsense. They always talk this, they're anti-government, but they never say anything about black folks getting shot in the back. Black people are getting shot in the back nonstop. These so-called militia groups don't say anything, but they go up to Clive and Bundy's ranch to fight the government over some cattle, or they go to Oregon to fight over a gold mine, but they're not white supremacists. Stop it. These people are straight up white supremacists. Let's see who else is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh.
Yo, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq. This is Matthew from Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Hey, man. What's on your mind, fam?
Not much, man. I wanted to talk to you real quick about the whole thing with the white supremacists down here, because he was in my class. The guy, the Ken Stimso that killed the other white dude, he was in my welding class and stuff.
Oh, yeah, the guy in North Carolina, for those who don't know, there was a case, like I said, in April, where white supremacists go nuts. This guy named, what's his name, Kenneth Stencil?
Yeah, Kenneth Stencil.
Yeah, he went to his school, his college, and shot up one of his teachers. And the media, for some reason, they keep ignoring the fact that this guy is a neo-Nazi. The guy has, Hitler tattoos, Aryan Nation tattoo. I mean, he's a big-time white supremacist extremist, and they're totally ignoring that. But you said you went to school with the guy?
Yeah, I went to school with the guy. He was in my welding classes Thursday, Wednesday, the whole week. And the thing about it is, he was like that before, and he used to have his hair covered up. And then he cut it, and all the black dudes in class were like, wait a minute, what's going on?
Oh,
but to speed it up, what's going on now is there are a lot of people out here, they kind of defended it because, you know, they caught him in Florida and everything, and now they're saying, he was saying that the guy raped his brother or something. Sort of back and forth, people like, yeah, I would have did it too. And I got a lot of black people out here talking about that they feel like that everything is all good with him and cooling it up. One dude this morning was talking about, he was like, I don't know why they bring a white supremacy into it and everything. And I'm like, wait, dude, he was a white supremacist. He was a part of that Aryan Brotherhood.
Yeah.
He was subscribing to the National Socialist Movement. We all know that they white supremacists. They trying to hide it and everything too.
Absolutely.
And so then the black folks is kind of like, well, I don't think he's nothing like that. He ain't racist. He talked to me and everything. So I'm gonna do some question asking tomorrow. And it's like, how do you figure he ain't a white supremacist? And I want to know why. Because black people, it kind of hurts because like they don't feel like that somebody's a white supremacist unless you're coming out pointing the finger, calling them niggas and stuff like
right.
that.
Right, and this, black folks are so goddamn scary. I mean, a person can walk around with neo-Nazi tattoos and black folks will still be, oh, I have to give him, Lord. He don't know no better, Lord. So we got to get off this whole scared and timid and thinking that if we act scared enough that the white supremacists are going to spare us. Acting scared is making us bigger targets. I wish black folks understand that, but thank you for the call, brother.
Yep.
I'm so sick of black folks out here scared, cooning it up, buck dancing, acting timid, forgiving. While we're out here forgiving and begging for forgiveness and forgiving the white supremacists, they're out here gunning it up. They're practicing. They're training. They're piling up on their guns all over the world, even in South Africa, where black folks are waking up a little bit over there, taking down some of those racist statues in South Africa. You have white militia groups over there getting turned up. So we got to stop getting on that scared shit and start getting on that cold shit. But y'all know there, and I had this on Melanoid Nation, and there's a video of this black dude out there in South Carolina who was talking about right after Walter Scott got killed, is some random video mysteriously popped up of some black dude talking about, hey, I got pulled over by the cops, and the cops ain't that bad, and just because cops pull you over don't mean they're racist, and all white people are not racist, and and this video went viral. The white supremacists promoted that video all over the place. It is very interesting that they promoted that video, but the mainstream media did not promote the video of that so-called redneck white guy who's calling out white supremacy. Y'all have sent me that video about 100 times. There's a video of this guy who calls himself like a Dixie hillbilly or something like that. He's a Dixie redneck, and he did a video. He said he was a former racist, and he started to call out white supremacy. He was like, basically, hey, we live in a white supremacist society. The problem is white supremacy. We're scared, and we people as white supremacists, we're going to have to stop subjugating black people. We have a problem with white supremacy. Now, this is a white guy saying this, and his video went viral, but the mainstream media, they're not touching that video. So I think that video of this coon going around talking about, well, all cops ain't bad, that was put out and promoted by the white supremacists to counter the so-called redneck guy. So we got to understand the chess game that these people are out here playing. And we got to start thinking 2 steps ahead and 10 steps ahead in the game. Because the white supremacists are in retaliation mode. That's why they retaliated against that V. Stiviano chick. Y'all know the chick who put Donald Sterling on blast? There was a ruling today in the case where Donald Sterling's wife is suing her because of all the gifts that Donald Sterling gave. I've never seen this. Now, in court, gifts are supposed to be gifts. You're not supposed to be able to sue for gifts. When a person gives a gift, you know, you can't sue for that. We see that all the time, especially on these court TV shows. People go to court and say, hey, I gave somebody a gift. I want it back. I want my money back. They're like, no, it's a gift. Yeah, just like with wedding rings, people can't sue for wedding rings because that's a gift. Even in child support court, if the money isn't, from what I understand, taken out specifically for child support, if you give your baby mama just a check every month, they can say, okay, that was a gift, so that don't even count. You still owe money. So gifts don't mean shit in the court of law, usually, until now. See, when black folk get in the courtroom, all of a sudden they start bending the law. So now this V. Stiviano chick has to pay Donald Sterling's wife back all the gifts Donald Sterling gave her. What the fuck kind of Jim Crow shit is that? She has to give back the Lamborghini. It was like, they said she had to give back like $2 million. Well, the white supremacists, they be having tricks up their damn sleeve. It's out here in California, but they will change the law on your ass like it's nothing. That's why back in the, until the 1960s, you could walk around with guns in California. That was until the Black Panthers did it. When the Black Panthers did it, they immediately changed the law. So when we start doing some shit, when we start hustling the game, when we learn how to manipulate wealth into our hands, and I was a fan of V. Stiviano. I was applauding her for hustling. I respect her hustle. But unfortunately, the white supremacists got that money back, though. They were like, hey, that's our game. We ain't gonna let you hustle like we hustle. So again, we got to get a system where we can protect each other from the political arm of white supremacy and the judicial arm of white supremacy. Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. I got stuff to do, family. That's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Join me on Sunday for my live view stream. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow to the Jesse Peterson Show. I'm going to have a debate with Jesse Peterson. Some people are calling this the king versus the coon. That's what people are saying. So the Jesse Peterson, what's his website again? JLP, what is it? JLPtalk.com. And don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. I will holla. Peace.